The bag is packed with the sticks. The drinks are cold. And the scorecards ready to go. Time to hit the links.
I am completely at the mercy of you, which is so cool to me in golf.
Yeah, you're hoping that you don't have to take the club out of your hand if I go OB and we're back on the tee.
This is On the Tee, presented by Wisconsin Golf Trips.
I mean, there's nobody save that team.
No, it's Tiger effing Woods.
Yeah. Again, and the closest you can get.
They might need a name.
Broadcasting live from Erin Hills Golf Course, alongside Bally Sports' Stephen Watson, here's Gabe Neitzel.
I mean, I kind of wish we were at Erin Hills. We are just in the Gruber Loves, as one call that's all, studios downtown Milwaukee. Although we are heading to, you know, it's going to be, I think, a special show next week.
Just a little bit special.
Our first international version of the show. We're not even doing the show for the first time out of state. We're just gonna go right to the top.
This is a big swing for On the Tee.
Out of the country, as us and 18 of our closest friends are gonna be playing some golf in Scotland next week.
We're going like beefed up Bryson big swing with our first golf trip.
Yeah, we have. I'm excited,
like,
man.
Cottage cheese Bryson.
It's good. How are you feeling? Are you nervous? Are you anxious? Because you've done golf trips before, but correct me if I'm wrong, this is your first international golf trip.
I went to Mexico once.
Okay, I don't know if that really...
This is my first across the sea golf trip. How am I feeling? I'm feeling a lot of things, Gabe. First and foremost, excited. I mean, I can't believe we've been talking about this show for about a year now, about this trip for a year now.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that I'm going to go play four of the top 100 golf courses in the world next week is pretty mind-boggling to process. And the fact that we're going to be staying at the home of golf and there's an opportunity to potentially play St. Andrews. Like, yeah, my mind is racing right now in excitement and anticipation for what this trip can be.
I'm really curious because I have not done a lot of the, and this is going to be my second time in Scotland, but I have not done a lot of the domestic trips where you've checked off a lot of those places. You've played Bandon recently. You played Pebble Beach already. You can check that off the list. You've got your Pinehurst jacket on. You've done all the ones up at Sand Valley. I'm curious to see what you feel.
Make me sound even more privileged. Just keep going.
Am I missing any of like the big ones in the U.S.?
I just went on a family trip to Greenbrier this past week.
Okay, you know what? I forgot about Greenbrier. You're right. Good call. You've done Greenbrier. So you've done a lot of the domestic ones. I'm curious how you feel about the international version.
Well, I can't help but, like, my mind goes to one place. Is what is the weather going to be like?
Sure.
Because a lot of these destinations, went to Pebble Beach, had a perfect day.
Yeah.
Went to Pinehurst, and it was miserably cold.
Okay.
It's the one thing you can't control about a golf trip.
Correct.
But it matters so much in your enjoyment of a golf trip.
Mm-hmm.
So still allowing my mind to get to the spot of like, hey, we're going overseas to play some of the best golf in the entire world with some of the greatest history this sport has ever had. Literally mm-hmm. the home of golf. And it might rain sideways for every round, and that's just accepted over there.
So I don't think it's going to. I've been keeping an eye.
You're a meteorologist now.
Well, I'm just taking a look at the weather app. You're telling me you haven't looked ahead?
I actually looked for the first time today.
Yeah, I was about to
but
say.
But I kind of have a rule.
It was going to be BS that you hadn't looked ahead.
Well, I just know to pack as if I'm going to Antarctica is kind of how it feels so far.
Honestly, it kind of looks like we're going to get it's not going to be terrible.
But when I look at the radar and it says 40% chance of rain in St. Andrews, that's like 140%, right? Like, you have to be below 10% at St. Andrews to not get rain.
Sure. And I'll tell you what, the days that I was over there 2 years ago, when I went in 2022, I think we had rain two or three of the rounds. We played six rounds total, two or three. But it was really only for, like, I remember when we played the Castle course, I had the rain jacket on for two or three holes. Same thing when we played, Carnoustie was just windy. So the two or three times I had to put on the rain, it wasn't like a sustained entire time. Like, we went from, okay, now it's raining a little bit, now the sun is shining, you know, so a little bit, It's almost like October golf here.
Yeah, you kind of get four seasons sometimes
in
one day.
It's very possible to get four seasons. So I know some of the people going on the trip with us, how cold's it going to be? It's like, is it nicer here right now? It is, because we're having a really nice beginning to the month of October. But I guarantee all 20 of us have played in probably worse weather.
What is playing golf in rain gloves like? I have never done it.
Are you serious?
Well, if it's raining hard enough for me to wear rain gloves, I'm not playing.
We need to get you in more competitive golf. We need to get you in some actual, like, more competitive situations where, hey, it's raining, but you just got to play through it. You got to figure it out.
Are you calling me weak? Soft?
No, I'm just saying you haven't played. Because you're right. Like, if you're playing just a round of, with four buddies,
yeah,
or
I think I've
got a group.
I've worn rain pants once in my life, because I'm not going to go actively play golf when I need to wear rain pants.
But if you're playing a competitive round and the round is being played no matter what, you're counted on, you have to be there, then you end up wearing some rain gloves, have to deal with the umbrella, the whole nine yards.
I would have worn rain pants if I knew I was going to hop into a pond once upon a time in the middle of a round. But
I also think
love to play more competitive golf.
Yeah. So, but that's, to your point, like, that's the only other time, other than a golf trip, where you probably should be wearing rain gloves, is if you're playing, kind of competitive rounds. The second glove is a little weird. And especially if it starts raining, you're not going to want to take them on and off, because they're going to be tough to take on and off. So then you have to putt with them on. And that's a little weird. That's because a little bit of your feel is kind of taken away, which is not ideal.
Do they recover well, like, from round to round?
Yeah. Just got to make sure you keep them out of the bag, You got
me buying one, I'm okay for the trip?
Yeah, I've got the single pair of rain gloves.
Okay.
That's all I've got. That's all I'm taking.
We're a few days away, so I just want to make sure there aren't any packing things that I've forgotten. What do you think is the most important thing for me to pack?
It's a great question. The most important thing for you to pack... I'm going to say two pairs of comfortable, but rainproof, waterproof golf shoes.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing.
I have two of those.
Yeah. I think that's the most important thing. Because I've got, this year I experimented. I've got a couple of pair of the Jordans, which I love. They're great. They're not coming on this trip.
Yeah.
They are not waterproof. They're not going to be keeping my feet dry. They got to stay back here.
All right, Gabe. So I texted you this morning.
Yeah.
And I said, there's something I want to talk about in regards to our trip to Scotland. How much is too much money to spend on gear?
Okay. Tough question. Okay. So
I view this as I'm going to Augusta.
Yeah, look, I mean, when I think I probably spent a little bit more when I was over there for the first time, but also remember.
Yeah, you got a lot of it paid for free.
I did not have any clothes because my luggage did not make it.
Yeah,
so,
but you got them refunded. You got free gear.
I did.
You complained about this situation, but you won in the end.
I did. In the end, I won.
You walked into an open closet and said, let me get the nicest things, and poor me, my clothes got lost, and it's all going to get refunded.
That's the thing.
You were living my dream.
Yeah, I wanted to live. I wanted to balance that because I didn't want to send a 2,000-pound bill to the airline.
Oh, come on!
Because they went to reimburse.
I would have made it three.
So, I'm trying to think that when I went over the last time, I came back with, I think I came back with two vests, three polos, three pullovers. I got a Carnoustie. Three pullovers and a couple of hats. I mean, it depends upon, I did not get anything from King's Barnes. I'll probably get something from King's Barnes this time around. I've never played Dumbarney, so I'll probably want to get something from Dumbarney because we didn't play that the first time around. I mean, am I going to peruse what they have, in the old course shop? Of course, but I mean, you don't know when you're going to go back over, right?
Like, yeah.
Honestly, being back over there as quickly as I am in 2 years, I'm thrilled to go over. Did not expect it to happen this quickly.
I almost missed my tee time on number two at Pinehurst because I was shopping.
I'm scared to ask. So,
and I'm afraid of what is coming because here's the thing. I love golf clothes. I try to wear golf clothes every day. I like casual golf clothes.
Yeah.
So sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets, like the one I'm wearing right now. Love them because you can use them in multiple purposes. I don't need to buy 5 golf shirts on this trip, but I might want to buy a jacket, maybe 1 golf shirt, putter head cover, hats, winter hats. And they're not just for me.
Oh,
I'm thinking about... this is where my problem is.
Okay.
I have my own problems for myself of how much money I want to spend. But want to keep the wife happy. About to leave her for 8 days with the kids.
Yeah.
My dad, my brother, my mom, close golf friends here. Like, do you want to surprise them with a gift? Are there little trinkets I can get? Like, all of this is on the table. How far should I be going?
Okay, first of all, we need to discuss, like, you think getting your wife something from St. Andrews is going to smooth over the fact that you're abandoning her 8 days with 2 young children?
It can't hurt.
Well, no, but I mean, your wife doesn't play that much golf where I think, you know, like...
Well, no, I'll find some good casual wear for
her. Okay.
I'm not buying her a golf shirt. That actually would probably piss her off.
I was about to say, that would probably be like, just dig the hole even
thank
deeper
you for nothing that I will ever wear.
Correct.
But you gotta buy the kids something, right? Like my daughter, like there's gonna be some stuffed animal.
Oh yeah,
that's
especially
be
because
purchased.
Now you've taken your daughter to the golf course before.
Yeah, so, I mean the puffin that I bought her from Bandon Dunes, the logo.
Yeah,
is like
big
her
hit?
Favorite stuffed animal.
Big hit.
So maybe I go for the kids' hearts to make mom happy.
Yeah. Okay. You're gonna be spending a lot of money. Then.
Yeah. I'm screwed. I'm actually a little scared for myself.
I'm a little scared for you too. I didn't think that this is the way this conversation was going to be going.
Yeah, I need you to look out for me, pal.
What? Oh, boy.
Should I be setting a budget?
I don't necessarily think I had a budget in mind. I wanted to get something from just about every golf course. The one I regret not really having anything from the first time, and we're not playing it because it's on the other side of Edinburgh, is North Berwick. Because there was a confusion in our tee time, and I had to get to the tee almost immediately. Did not have time to, like, stop in the shop, and by the time we got done with our round, like, the shop was closed. So that's my only regret, but I typically wanted to get at least, whether it was just a little ball marker, whether it was just kind of something of, hey, you know, this kind of signifies the trip, because all the courses that we're going to play... What's also probably going to save you there is some of the courses that we play are going to give you a little like bag, you know, like for your goods. And then some of them give you like a scorecard holder.
Oh, like little trinkets.
Yeah, little nice. Trinkets, like a divot repair tool.
Yeah.
So different little things like that. So, you know, of course, like I don't have anything. I don't have any gear that says Castle Course. But I've got a Castle Course kind of like, you know, bag that will hold your wallet, your phone, whatever. So, you know, there are, to me, that like, okay, this counts as the thing that I have that represents this course. I saved most of the gear for Carnoustie, the old course, things of that nature.
So I normally will only buy gear for a course that I play.
Yes.
Because I don't want to just like, oh, I might step foot on... this golf course, and I see it from afar. Let me buy some gear. I don't know if I'm getting on the old course.
Yep. We do not know that.
But I'm obviously buying something from the old course.
Oh, yeah. Because, I mean, it's all St. Andrews links, and yeah. I mean, some stuff specifically says the old course on it. Some of it doesn't. Some of it's just St. Andrews links. But yeah, you're going to be spending quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
There's no avoid. And it's not like, I don't think they really gouge you over there. You know, it's just, it costs what it costs.
Yeah.
You know, it's the same thing if you go to Augusta. You know, they're not upping the prices, but, you know, quarter zips are $80 to $100.
I need you to look after me, partner.
So I have to be the one to tell you no?
No, just remind me.
Okay.
I'm an adult.
See, but if I got to supervise you, are you?
Fair.
Just saying. If you need supervision, and I understand, you might need some supervision.
Maybe they'll lose my clubs. No.
No, you want your
What's like the best case scenario? I want my clubs. Maybe they'll lose...
No, the best case scenario is honestly what happened to me the last time. That's the best case scenario.
Take my clothes.
I will tell you this, though, from experience. It's tough to find underwear over there. I don't know why. That was the hardest thing for me to...
Interesting.
Like, so for those who don't know, when I went over in 2022, my luggage did not arrive. My golf clubs did, which thankfully they did, especially as a left-handed golfer. Because you're going over there, you're playing these remarkable golf courses, and as you're trying to hit a 7-iron, you know, you can stand over it and like, yeah, this is my 7-iron, right? Like, you just know. It just doesn't...
Yeah.
So my clothes didn't arrive. I didn't panic. Because I had a layover in Amsterdam. And I went to the counter, like, oh, this shouldn't be a big deal. I was on the first flight in. They're like, oh, we've got 4 flights in every day from Amsterdam. Your clothes are going to be here later today. Worst case scenario, you'll have them tomorrow morning. Okay, not a big deal. I'm not worried. You know, go to St. Andrews, go to the Airbnb. I was on the phone with the airline every single day. Every single day.
I would have charged them 3,000 pounds.
Eventually, my clothes showed up at my house here in Milwaukee 35 days later. But because of that, like, I didn't have any clothes, so I kept receipts of everything and, you know, filed the claim after I got back and was eventually reimbursed. But yeah, that's the way to go, is if your luggage does not arrive. Now, again, there's always the... Maybe my luggage will never arrive and I'll never see it again. And I'm guessing you're going to be bringing some of your best golf clothes with you. Because, again,
we're packing the A squad.
Yeah, this is a once-in-a-lifetime type of trip. You could be playing the Old Course. You're going to be playing Carnoustie. You're playing courses that have hosted the Open Championship, the oldest golf championship there is. You're playing those, so you want to look your best. You know, that's the give and take, the push and pull. Have you already started thinking about that? I know you have. You've thought about the outfit you want to wear if you play the Old Course, haven't you?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I already have that picked. You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Is that a teaser?
You know what? That can be a teaser. And then we will when you get on the Old Course, when you're standing on the first tee, we'll take a picture.
If anybody's listened to this program, I have one really nice golf hoodie. And if I have an opportunity to rock a USA Ryder Cup sweatshirt with a USA Ryder Cup winter cap, it's happening there.
It's happening at the Old Course. See, so that's the other thing. I've debated if I want to bring any of my... Because I've got the Ryder Cup pants, but do I want to be that annoying American?
Oh, I'm going to be that guy, okay. 100%. Caddy's probably going to hate me right out of the gates, but I'll be nice.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you tip him well...
Yeah, he doesn't care about me.
as long as you pay him at the end. We had the opportunity a couple weeks ago. We were down at Tuckaway playing that fun golf course, hosted the State Open back in 2013, and they are going to be hosting the State Open once again in 2026. It is a fantastic golf course. We loved our time down there. Course renovation in 2019, the membership we played with Corey was so much fun. A great patio there that overlooks the golf course as well. We had a lot of fun and just wanted to say thank you once again to our friends at Tuckaway Country Club for having our show on the tee out there. The next best round of golf for you is going to happen at the Wisconsin Country Club. Do what I did. Join out at the Wisconsin Country Club. I did it because I love the golf course. I've been out there a couple of times with Steven. Absolutely fell in love with the golf course, and you will too. Tree-lined fairways, specially groomed greens, top 100 teaching pro. But maybe you're looking for something just more than golf. Something for the family as well. Well, tennis, pickleball courts, pool with themed Sunday fun days each and every week. Plus, with the Wisconsin Country Club, there's no assessments, no food and beverage minimums as well. Get started today. Visit thewisconsincountryclub.com for membership info. The Wisconsin Country Club, just a fairway away. Steven and I getting excited, getting ready for our trip to Scotland. We're going to be flying out on Saturday. We're going to be doing our show next week from Scotland, from overseas. We'll give you a review of at least one. We got to figure out the timing of when we're doing that show because there is a 6-hour difference.
And Tuesday we play Carnoustie.
We do play Carnoustie on Tuesday, which I am really looking forward to. That was my favorite course that we played.
Man, we come out of the gate strong on this trip. Dumbarney, Carnoustie, the first two rounds of golf we play.
Are there any courses you're looking forward to more than other? Because with the Old Course, I'm assuming you're looking forward to, because the Old Course is just a part of that rotation, right? And we see it every 5 years. you know, the road hole is so famous, and maybe you were even watching this last week with the Dunhill Links, which featured, you know, Carnoustie and King's Barnes and the Old Course. Every 5 years, the Old Course has been part of the open rota, so I'm assuming you're looking forward to that first tee shot, the tee shot on 17, the tee shot on 18. But what else? Are there any other courses that you're, like, really looking forward to more than maybe than others? Like, when this itinerary came out, like, what are you most looking forward to?
Well, I think my eyes and ears were caught the attention of Carnoustie just because of the rich history there. But sure. You know what's interesting is I have never heard somebody say a bad thing about King's Barnes. The number of people that I know that have gone to Scotland and have raved about the courses there, King's Barnes keeps coming up at the top of some people's lists. And I mean, I'm of course excited to play all of them because I've never been over there and I've never played that style of golf before. But I'll tell you what, I mean, this itinerary is incredible.
King's Barnes has a really Whistling Straits feel to it.
Yeah.
Because it is newer. It's not, you know, your traditional links. There's a lot of fun holes.
A lot on the water.
Yeah, there's a lot of holes on the water that are kind of cut out. They're a lot of fun. So I think, yes, I think you are going to really like King's Barnes.
Yeah, and then, you know, if I don't get on the Old Course, I think it's still so special that I can walk the Old Course. Like, I just envision, and I've said many times how excited I am to have the all-you-can-eat, you know, breakfast buffet
sure.
at the Old Course Hotel, which
sure.
I will be taking advantage of
yeah.
all 4 days that I'm going to wake up in the Old Course Hotel. But the thought of even just, like, having a coffee and walking some of the Old Course is something I'm really excited about. Of course, I'd rather do it with clubs in my hand.
Sure.
But just waking up, looking out of that window, being able to walk and touch that property, just knowing the history there, what it means to the game, I'm just excited to see it.
So is that something you want to do that Sunday? Because Sunday, it's just a public park. There are no tee times
yeah.
at the Old Course on Sunday. We arrive on Sunday. Don't know if we're going to be playing golf or not that day.
Probably not looking good for our arrival time
yeah.
this time of year. Yeah, man. Let's have a date. You want to have a man date?
Yeah. Grab a coffee, walk the Old Course.
Yeah. Nice little Sunday stroll.
Yeah, because for those who don't know, the Old Course just becomes a public park.
Yeah.
Like there
Wilkin
are dogs,
Bridge.
Yeah, dogs running all around. So that's the one thing. That was my one regret. Somewhere, and I don't even know who I would contact, I don't have a solo picture on the Wilkin Bridge from last
yeah.
time. Like there's a group photo that I still don't even have, but I don't have a solo photo of going over that bridge.
I got you, partner.
All right.
We got each other.
All right.
All right.
All right. We can take care of that. But because so
your new Tinder profile picture.
Well,
I got you.
But that was the thing with when we were there last time. Like, because we kind of did the same thing when we were there on the Sunday before we started playing all our rounds and, you know, everybody's walking through. I did not want to take a picture of the Swillican on the Swillican Bridge until I played it. Was that weird? But the difference was I also, when we went over, we had won the draw of the lottery for two tee times. So it was already a part of our itinerary. So I knew the day, the time, I knew we were already playing it.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Yeah.
See the opportunity to walk those grounds.
Yeah.
You're taking that picture. It's like if you're going to Augusta.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you're going to take the picture around Amen Corner. You might not ever play it.
Yeah.
But you're going to take
But you're going to take that picture as close as you possibly can get. Anything that you are concerned about once we get over there?
The food.
Okay.
I've heard the food is very average, just in general.
Sure. There was...
I'm a pretty simple eater, but...
Yeah.
You know, I it's not a memorable part of Scotland, from what I've heard.
No. No. The one memorable meal there were... Because the group I went with, there were eight of us. Four of us found this Italian restaurant that was pretty good.
Okay.
It was like tucked away. We had to walk from our Airbnb and it was kind of down this alleyway, but it was like an old school Italian restaurant. It had kind of that, like, you know, checkerboard picnic table type of, you know, tabletops with the, you know, with the tablecloth and that whole thing. But that was about the only meal that I can truly recall being pretty good. I shouldn't say that. We also had a really good meal, at Rusick's Hotel, which
okay.
overlooks the 18th at St. Andrews, which was pretty cool.
It's just a lot of potatoes and meat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of hearty stuff.
Fish and chips, or is that
fish
more
and chips.
English
no,
thing?
No, fish and chips is certainly still, you know, they're part of the UK. You know, they're
yeah.
Their money's got the queen on it, just like you know, just like England.
Yeah. I'm excited. Is there anything you're nervous about? I mean, you're making your second trip over there. I feel like
I'm just riding
on your coattails of where take me where.
I guess I'm a little nervous about my stuff making it, you know. Again, hopefully my clubs don't get lost somewhere. I just feel, especially being a lefty, that makes it tough.
That's fair. That is always a fair concern for you when you travel with your clubs.
Yeah, and typically it's never been an issue for me anywhere else I've gone, because I feel like I've taken direct flights. Like, when I go to Vegas every year, it's a direct flight. Like, where's the luggage going to get lost, right? It's I'm going from Milwaukee to Vegas. It's one airplane. We're not changing over. We do have, you know, a layover on this flight, so that makes me a little bit nervous. So that's, I'll be in my comfort zone when I have my luggage in one hand and my golf clubs in the other when we get to Scotland on
Sunday. I guess the other thing I would say is the one thing I can't control is the weather, and I'm ready for it to rain. I'm ready to play some wet golf. I just hope it's not every day.
Yeah, that's. I can deal with rain. I can deal with wind. I can deal with cold. You start combining any one of those, it gets tough quick.
We're going to see how those rain pants do for me.
I can't wait.
Gloves.
I can't wait to see this. Like, you're going to be, this is going to be fantastic.
And we will be documenting all of this, by the way,
yes,
on ESPN socials. Of course, we're going to be having our show next Tuesday from maybe the grounds of Carnoustie. We got to figure that out still logistically. But we will be documenting all of this on social media, ESPN platforms, so be sure to check in, and we'll continue to keep you updated throughout the trip, and we'll do a big recap video when it's all said and done.
1 year from today, Ryder Cup going to be happening in New York. Lots of pictures happening, some press conferences happening with the captains. We talk about that coming up next. But with 18 unforgettable holes on 250 acres of natural private land, the Bog provides the ultimate golf experience. So make sure you book your next tee time, 262-284-7075, or visit golfthebog.com. Enjoy golf. Enjoy the Bog. We were just talking about Scotland. We're heading over there thanks to our friend Jason from Wisconsin Golf Trips. Wisconsin Golf Trips has presented us here on the tee all season long. Main business booking groups from all around the world to play the great courses we have here in the state of Wisconsin. But now, WisconsinGolfTrips.com, you go over there, you can book outbound trips for places like Michigan, Minnesota, Nevada, and a big part now of Jason's business as well, custom packages to Ireland and Scotland. It's a one-stop shop for your next golf getaway. Wisconsin Golf Trips handles all the tee times, lodging, other logistics, plus transportation, even dinner reservations. Wisconsin Golf Trips makes that next golf trip stress-free. So make your trip a hole-in-one with Wisconsin Golf Trips and WisconsinGolfTrips.com. 365 days from right now, Stephen, the Ryder Cup is going to be happening in New York. How do we feel about Team USA? Keegan Bradley had some good answers today for the media. He was taking some pictures with Luke Donald as they get ready for the Ryder Cup, which is going to be out there in 1 year.
Well, how do I feel? I have a lot more question marks than I had going into the previous Ryder Cup, off the heels of Whistling Straits. Felt pretty good about that one. Felt pretty good about Team USA going to Europe. There's so much unknown about what this roster could possibly look like in the States and at Bethpage that I don't know what to feel. I'm confused, like, what Keegan's play is. I am worried about the state of some of the faces of Team USA right now. Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, Max Homa.
I mean, I think
Scottie Scheffler's competitiveness in Team USA events.
Sure, but he's going to be there. Like, Scottie's going to be there, you know. But there is, I think there's,
only thing I feel good about is the X-Man at Cantlay.
I feel, in terms of locks for Team USA, I feel that Scottie, Xander, Colin, Cantlay, from the President's Cup team are probably the only locks. I'd probably throw Bryson on that list as well. If he, again, especially if he plays the majors like he did this last year. And it's tough for him to accrue points, but the way that everything's set up, if he goes out and wins another major, he's going to be on that team, much like Brooks was on Team USA, despite being on LIV the year he won the PGA. So, I mean, other than those five, there are a lot of question marks.
Just for fun, the rankings right now.
Okay.
Xander
yep.
is the top seed.
Oh, really?
Scottie Scheffler is number two.
Scottie's only two?
I imagine that just the weight of the majors.
They only for the non Ryder Cup year, I think majors and maybe like the players are the only things that count. So that would make sense since
not elevated events though?
No, I don't think elevated events count. In the non off year,
this would make sense why Bryson is in the three spot right now.
So those would be your three major champions.
Colin Morikawa is in the four spot, who had a great season. Number five is Brian Harman.
Woof.
And number six, this is kind of laugh out loud, only at his expense. Billy Horschel is a lock.
Hey, Billy Boy!
Is one of the top six locks right now.
Billy Boy!
For Team USA. And then right behind, Wyndham Clark, Patrick Cantlay, Russell Henley, who I've warmed up to the idea of Russell Henley in Team USA, the way that he performed at the President's Cup. Tony Finau, I'm officially out on. Nice guy.
I don't know if he's a nice guy.
What do you mean?
Did you not see the piece that came out in Golf Digest about him this week?
No. He seems so nice.
Owes a lot of money to a lot of people.
Oh.
May not have to pay it up. I mean, again, it doesn't come off good for anyone, but his dad comes off. The gist of it is when Tony and Gipper, his brother, were coming up, his dad may have promised 20% of future earnings to a lot of different people.
Yeah.
One is actually in court right now. Another was dismissed because of the statute of limitations, apparently in the state of Utah. There's a story in there about an uncle that really helped out that they may have screwed over.
Yeah.
It's not great.
That's messy.
It's not
helicopter
great. It's very
parent
messy.
Situations are
very,
never...
very messy. If you get a chance to read it, I highly suggest reading it.
Okay. Well, now he's fully out.
Yeah.
Sahith Theegala is at number 11, Max Homa at 12. And then you start to get into 13 through, gosh, I mean, I could go on. Maverick McNealy, Harris English, Taylor Moore, Cameron Young, Chris Kirk, Adam Schenck, Sam Burns is down at 19. Justin Thomas is at 20.
Man, what happened to this team?
Keegan's
man?
At 26. I'm still scrolling and I haven't gotten to your boy. There he is. Jordan Spieth at 41.
Stop pretending that you're not a member of Spieth Island.
I mean, you're the president.
you're there.
I'm an inhabitant.
Yeah. But you swing by, you visit. Yeah, but at the very least you have a timeshare.
Yeah, timeshare is probably fair. Maybe spend a couple of weekends in the winter on Spieth Island.
Just
for the show, the spectacle.
Just to check it all out.
It really is America's greatest theme park. It's Spieth Island.
Look, I'm kind of nervous about this. And it has nothing to do with Keegan. Because I actually think that Keegan's going to be a good captain.
Yeah.
The way
we've both...
Yep.
We're all on team Captain Keegan at this point.
I'm nervous that... Usually going into these things, the U.S. side is just so far ahead, right? Like, in terms of talent.
Yeah.
Like, the talent, yes, you know, Europe typically can match kind of the top guys, whether that's Rom, Rory, guys like that. But, you know, as you go on, like, you know, the Europeans just don't have the depth. I'm kind of nervous about this.
I truly don't know who's going to be on the roster outside the top four.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, I think there's five locks. I think there's five locks. The other seven spots are up for grabs. I know who I would like to see there. It'd be great if Max Homa refound his form and was on these, because I think he played despite having a losing record and only playing three matches. He played really well at the President's Cup.
Yeah. And
Brian Harman just kind of dragged him down in the ult shot.
And I think that pairing is going to end. They now have done that for two straight events, and it just... It's just not a thing.
Well, I can't imagine Brian Harman qualifies for this team.
Unless he wins a major
again. Which, again, I have a hard time imagining that happening. So I think that Team USA is wide open, and that makes me a little bit nervous because I think right now you probably have a better idea despite some of the injuries. You know, I know Victor Hovland is not going to play some of the European Tour events that he wanted to play because of an injury that's going to be keeping him out for the rest of the year. I mean, Rahm is playing events to make sure he retains his European Tour eligibility. So even though he's on LIV, he's going to be playing. Apparently Sergio's trying to have conversations about, you know, hey, what would it look like if I tried to come back because he renounced his DP. I hope Sergio's on the team because I think he's kind of washed at this point. But, I mean, Rory and Tyrrell, who just won the DP World Tour events, and
Rahm,
Ludwig
Fleetwood.
Aber, Fleetwood. It seems like there's a lot more depth and a lot more consistency right now on the European team. Now,
Big Bob McIntyre, despite his terrible take on
we don't need to talk about that.
On 17 at St. Andrews.
That hole, one of the more famous holes in all of golf, needs to be blown up.
Yeah. I mean, he's only gotten better since the Ryder Cup when he went a perfect 5-0 at that event.
So, like, look, there are a lot of questions about Team USA, and I am very, very nervous about the Ryder Cup. Now, I think that some guys are going to step up. And by the time the Ryder Cup rolls around 365 days from now, I'm talking myself into an American romp. But as I sit here right now, I'm a little nervous about this one. And I shouldn't, because at home you're supposed to hold serve.
Yeah, it's kind of a wild thought with what continues to circle around this game, how different men's professional golf could look in 1 year. And how little things can change in 1 year.
Yeah.
It's truly, we could see either side of that spectrum, and I wouldn't be surprised by either.
Well, but what's nice with this is if the LIV guys, and really, I think from the United States perspective, it's just Bryson, maybe Brooks, who had a bad year this year in the majors. I mean, those are the only two at this point I'd be interested in, really, on the Ryder Cup team. You know, hopefully, look, I hope Brooks plays well. Brooks in these events is a better thing for Team USA. It's a more entertaining thing for Team USA. But, you know, I'm not a fan of Bryson. If Bryson plays the way he did in the majors last year, sign him up for the team. Because that's going to be a good thing for Team USA.
You still haven't come around on Bryson, huh?
No, absolutely not. Never.
If Bryson asked you to break 50 with him, would you do it?
Of course I'm going on. I mean, that's a great exposure for on the tee.
Oh, okay. So it's about branding.
Correct. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So you get it. I mean, how many millions of people are subscribers to that YouTube channel?
Yeah. You think you could break 50 with Bryson?
I don't. I don't. Yeah, he's had some pretty good players on. If he can't do it with John Daly, like, I don't think I have a chance with him.
Yeah.
I mean, unless Bryson does it himself. It's a fun concept, but
I think Bryson's good for Team USA golf.
Yeah, if he's playing well. Like, if he's doing the things like he did at Whistling Straits, and he's driving greens and wielding his putter around like it's a sword on his way to the first green, that's a good thing for Team USA.
They need length there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. With Bethpage Black, you need guys who can hit the ball a long way, which is why he fits, which is why Brooks fits. I mean, Dustin Johnson, I mean, he left his game behind when he went to LIV.
Yeah. He took the bag and ran.
Yeah. Again, good for him. That was his right. But he's just not, you know, so that's where, again, maybe somebody like Wyndham can get his game back together and he could be a fit there. Hopefully JT gets his game together because he can hit it far enough to be competitive there. Jordan Spieth, oddly enough, finished third the last time they played the PGA at Bethpage Black. So hopefully he figures it out and can be on the team. But there's just so many ifs with this team right now, which makes me nervous.
I'm still fascinated to see who Keegan's going to select as his vice captain. I think the tone that will set also, and what that looks like for the future of these events, is going to be really interesting.
Because we've kind of gone through all of the old guard.
Yeah.
You know, who's going to be some of the fresh blood that he brings in? Those are certainly some questions that need to be answered. Another question that needs to be answered, what are the toughest greens in southeastern Wisconsin? I'll tell you what made me think of this question, plus we'll give you our answer. And our Gruber Law Offices One Call, That's All, coming up next. But you want to be playing Erin Hills, Golf Digest 10th ranked public course in the country. charming overnight at combinations and a championship golf experience, I need to, in 2025 or 2026, I need to find a way to stay overnight there. That's my goal. I want to stay overnight there. Check out
the combinations. Take the misses. Enjoy a nice fire overlooking a beautiful golf course that might have some snow on it.
Yeah, well, I need
They're
to figure
really
something
nice.
Out. They're
really nice. A+. Yeah.
So Stephen recommends it, but also you need to be checking out the 2025 U.S. Women's Open Championship coming to Erin Hills next year. Learn more at erinhills.com. Your next best round of golf going to be at the Wisconsin Country Club. Do what Stephen and I did. Join out the Wisconsin Country Club. Enjoy a great, beautiful golf course that we have fallen in love with. No assessments, no food and beverage minimums, plus something for everyone in your family as well. Tennis, pickleball courts, a pool with themed Sunday fun days every week during the summer. Get started today. Visit thewisconsincountryclub.com for membership info. The Wisconsin Country Club, just a fair way away. And with 18 unforgettable holes on 250 acres of natural private land, the Bog provides the ultimate golf experience. Book your next tee time. Call 262-284-7075 or visit golfthebog.com. Enjoy golf. Enjoy the Bog. Oddly, this was, for whatever reason, probably the least amount I've played golf this year, this past week, Stephen. The only round that I have played, I played in a scramble out at Curry. At Curry Park. And I'm not sure the last time I played at Curry, but that's where I was. And
You're tapering for Scotland. You know the term tapering?
Yeah.
Swimmers? You're tapering. You're just getting your body ready for all the walking we're about to do.
I'll tell you what, though. There are some greens at Curry that are outrageous.
Whoa.
Like, there was a shot I hit on one of the holes. I want to say it was 6. I don't know. It was probably 15 feet left of the green. Yeah, 15 feet left of the hole on the green. Ended up off the green because it just took a slope and just rolled off the green. 7 famously there is just unbelievably tough, where it just kind of slants hard to the right. And like, we were playing a scramble. Luckily, the last guy made the putt. Otherwise, the best putt we had was 8 feet. And we thought we were just tapping and just racing by the hole. I'm not saying Curry has the toughest greens in southeastern Wisconsin, but there were a couple of tough putts that I was not expecting and not remembering from Curry. I remember certainly the green on number 7 being really tough, but it got me thinking. As our Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All with this week, what are the toughest greens in southeastern Wisconsin?
And we're staying specific to our area.
Specific to our area. Yeah.
I've got one public, one private
that
come to mind for me.
Okay.
Private toughest greens is Ozaukee Country Club.
Yeah, yep. That would be the correct answer.
I have 4 putted many times there.
There are just
talk about
tears.
Missing in the wrong spot.
Yeah,
there
are some tiers there that you do not want to be on.
And my public answer might surprise you. Loch LaBelle. You played it recently?
Okay. Yeah, I've played it this year.
When they don't get a lot of rain out there and they start really moving, those are massive greens with tons of break. And a couple of them, most famous, I think about the 3rd or 4th hole is that first par 3 up the hill that's got 3 different tiers to it. You miss on the wrong tier and all of a sudden, like, you're dead. See, it's kind of clown's mouthy in some spots.
100%.
On those greens. And that's what makes that place unique.
You can only
a lot run of character.
The green so fast there and put the pins in certain spots.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, public rounds are going to be taking way too long.
Yeah, it's just, it feels like you're playing the Drumlin at Erin Hills for 18 holes out there on some of those greens.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's why Loch LaBelle, there have been some times where I just throw my hands up in the air. And it's not a knock on the course. It's just, it's clearly what they want their course to be.
I feel like Loch LaBelle's are, because of that, it becomes a really good match play course.
Yeah.
You know, where okay, you know, maybe you can afford to be more aggressive. You three putt, you move on.
It's super
match
short.
Play. Yeah. I feel it's better match play. One other one for private that I'd like to throw up there, just because they consistently keep them really quick, and I have not been up there this year, but Hidden Glen.
Oh.
There are some greens there, man, that are just pull. Some are tiny, some are, and then they have different tiers to them, and then the way that they keep them so quick, it's. I would put Hidden Glen on that list as well.
If you go a little further up, I know it's not southeast Wisconsin, Pine Hills, some of the fastest greens I've ever put on in my entire life.
You keep saying that. I got to find a way to get to Pine Hills.
Right now would be perfect, but I guess we got to go somewhere else instead next week.
I guess we have to. We're excited for it. We hope you enjoy some of the content that we put together. We're going to get, like Steven mentioned earlier, putting it out on a lot of our social media channels. But next week, this show is going to be coming to you from Scotland. Steven and I will let you know all about it. Come up next week on The Team.